Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 25th, 2022. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for October 2022. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As we enter the month of October, Mercury's retrograde period is ending. Mercury has been retrograde in sidereal Virgo since September 9th. Mercury ends its retrograde period while still in Virgo, but just barely at 0 degrees of the sign. On October 2nd, Mercury appears to stop its backward motion in the zodiac, and then freezes for a couple of days, and then slowly starts moving forward. During the first week of October, Mercury will be getting back to normal forward motion, and its significations will be slowly returning to normal. Communications improve. People become rational again. Critical thinking returns. Virgo is a sign ruled by Mercury. A planet in its own sign is strong for both what the planet and what the sign represents. Mercury in Virgo is the planet of ideas and reasons in the sign of details and analysis. Mercury stays in Virgo for most of the month until October 26th, when it moves into sidereal Libra. The planet of rational thinking, in the sign of balance and harmony, is a good combination. Mercury will be in Libra along with Venus, the ruler of Libra, and therefore Libra significations are emphasized. Libra is the sign of compromise and agreement, so this combination should help to make things operate a bit more smoothly. Venus has been in some difficulty during September, being first squared by Mars, then opposed by Neptune, and then, when entering sidereal Virgo, where Venus then becomes conjunct retrograde Mercury. For the first part of October, Venus is still in Virgo, but once Mercury gets back to normal forward motion, the Mercury-Venus combination will help to stabilize Venus significations. Venus plus Mercury is the planet of relationship and agreement with the planet of communication and making decisions. Generally, a favorable combo for moving things forward. But there is a potential downside. Venus is the planet of love, and Mercury is ideas and reasons. So what we get is everyone in love with their own ideas. Venus transits next into Libra, its own sign, on October 17th. The planet of agreement in the sign of balance and harmony is a great combination. The problem is that Venus by then will be combust the sun. In other words, burnt up by being too close to the sun, which makes Venus weaker for results. Venus doesn't come out of combustion until mid-November. So, although Venus in Libra is great for peace and harmony, we can't expect too much from Venus due to it being overwhelmed by the sun. Mars will change signs this month, entering sidereal Gemini at mid-month, on October 15th. At this point, Mars is creeping along in the zodiac before it begins a retrograde period on October 30th. Mars will therefore remain in the first degree of Gemini for 4 weeks until November 13th, when it then will back up into Taurus by retrograde motion. Mars in Gemini is an uncomfortable situation for Mars. It's the planet of force and aggression in the sign of diplomacy and consensus. Mars is impatient and wants fast results. Mars has no time for waiting around for consensus. Gemini is a sign that loves data and information. Mars, the planet of aggression, combined with Gemini's facts, results in weaponizing the facts. Mars enters a retrograde period about every 2 years. Mars retrograde lasts for 9 weeks. Mars will be retrograde from October 30th until January 12th of next year. It's the planet of action, being held back from making normal forward progress. The result is a sort of pressure cooker effect. In other words, energy builds up, and then something comes along and sets it off, and there's an explosion. Mars is an important planet for initiating new projects and moving things forward. When Mars is retrograde, projects get delayed. There are more obstructions, and, as a consequence, a lot of frustration. I'll be analyzing Mars retrograde in detail in an upcoming report. Speaking of retrograades, Saturn ends its 4.5 months long retrograde period on October 23rd. At the end of its retrograde, Saturn appears to hang motionless at 24 degrees sidereal Capricorn for most of October. A stationary planet is strong for effects. Here we have the planet of control, rules, and regulations in the sign of management, the planet of responsibility in the sign of tangible results. Saturn in Capricorn puts the planet of restriction in the second house of the USA chart, the sector of the chart that stands for the nation's financial structure, including purchasing power of the people. In the chart of a country, the second house is also the central bank. In the USA, that's the Fed, which just last week raised its interest rate by 0.75%, the third rate hike this year, in an effort to stem the worst inflation the country has experienced in 40 years. Saturn doesn't really get moving until later in November, and won't be leaving Capricorn and the USA's second house until January 17, 2023. So, inflation woes will continue until next year. Note 2, that Saturn is still in a square aspect pattern with retrograde Uranus. That puts the planet of the established order and control in a stressful combination with the planet of freedom and rebellion. This pattern has been in effect for the last 2 months and will continue until December. Recent manifestations include street protests in Russia and in Iran. Towards the end of October, there's a new moon on October 25th. This new moon will be a partial solar eclipse. That's an eclipse where the disk of the sun isn't totally covered by the shadow of the moon. Eclipses are harbingers of events, usually bad, coming in the near future, but that pertains mostly to total eclipses. Either way, an eclipse does do some damage to the energy of the coming lunar month. What's interesting this time is that Venus will be nearly exactly conjunct the eclipse. In the same way that an eclipse does damage to the energy of the month, it also does damage to any planet that gets directly involved. Venus is the planet of guidance. When we can't see Venus, we are without guidance. Since Venus is the planet of value, and therefore money, this zodiac combination is yet another indication that the financial picture will continue to be a bummer for at least another month. Venus is also the planet of compromise and agreement, and therefore treaties. So with Venus damaged, not much chance of a resolution to the Ukraine situation, not yet. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for October 2022, and here's a description of what's coming up in October's videos. October 2nd, an update on Donald Trump's chart. Will he be indicted? October 9th, astrology and predictions for the USA midterm elections. October 16th, the Mars transit in Gemini and the effects for each rising sign chart. October 23rd, no report because I am on vacation visiting relatives. October 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for November 2022. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you'd like to have access to October's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.